1077.
I've got six phone lines lit up, think we're going to say with confidence that we're going to make it. We do have to take this break. We'll get the final word on this right after the break, and we'll also get a final word on where we are for the day. We've started out with needing $85,000 for the day. We started out this hour right around 70.
74.
Okay, 74. So if we'd finish this, then that's $4,000, with $1,000 added to it. So if we get this, which I'm confident we will be below $70,000.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get all this information after the break. Thanks for being with us, Monica.
My pleasure.
We'll be back.
It's Catholic Radio, yours to keep. Pick up the phone, don't wait till next week. Call 877-288-1077.
Ever thought you'd make a bundle by trading in or selling your used vehicle only to find out it's worth a dinner for two? Well, it's much more valuable to donate your vehicle to Ave Maria Radio. Thousands of Americans donate their vehicle each year. The donation to Ave Maria is easy, tax-deductible, and supports our efforts to evangelize. A year from now, will you remember that dinner or your gracious and selfless donation? Go to AveMariaRadio.net to find out more. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Two of Christian music's biggest artists unite for a benefit concert in Ypsilanti. Amy Grant. And Matt Maughan. Plus special guest Sanctus Real. Ike Indolo, John Gira, and a special performance by the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Sunday, April 19th, 5 p.m. at the EMU Convocation Center. Tickets are available online at uniteconcerts.com. It's a time to unite, praise, and give back, with a portion of the net proceeds going to charities locally and around the world. Unite Concerts, featuring Amy Grant and Matt Maher. Sunday, April 19th, 5 p.m. at the EMU Convocation Center. Doors open at 4 p.m. Presented by the Dominican Sisters of Mary and Spiritus Sanctus Academy. Tickets and more information is available at uniteconcert.com.
Today's programming on 990 WDEO is made possible in part by our day sponsor. To remind you that this Sunday is Divine Mercy Sunday. It is a day that God pours out His endless mercy on all who come to Him. Please join with Christians around the world in confessing our sins, receiving the Eucharist, and praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet for the remission of all the effects of sin.
Hi, Deacon Tom here with a reminder that Ave Maria Radio has some terrific gift ideas for you. Books by our hosts and our guests, recordings on CD, and our new Wi-Fi radios, so you can listen to Catholic radio anywhere in the world, anytime you want, as long as you have a Wi-Fi connection. Just go to our website and click the word store on the right side of the page, just below the EWTN logo. It's an easy way to shop, and you can help Catholic radio at the same time. The website can be found at AveMariaRadio.net.
Weekdays at noon, it's More to Life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak. Each weekday on More to Life, we'll explore the life you were meant to live through the theology of the Bible.
Tune in for great advice, guests, and the information you need to take your marriage, family, and personal life to the next level.
Weekdays at noon on Ave Maria Radio.
Radio for Catholic and other Christians. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
You're listening to the More to Life Hour of the Ave Maria Radio Guild Spring Membership Drive. Call 877-288-1077 and become a member today.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to learn.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Hey there, folks. You are listening to the More to Life Hour of the Ave Maria Radio Guild Spring Membership Drive. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And we're asking you to call 877-288-1077 to become a member of the Ave Maria Radio Guild, to renew your membership if it's lapsed, or to add to a membership so that you can do everything possible to keep Catholic radio going strong and growing stronger every single day. Lisa and I are so excited to be part of Ave Maria Radio, part of the Ave Maria Radio family, and part of your lives as regular hosts on Ave Maria Radio. We love being able to walk with you on your journey of faith every single day and, you know, share a little bit about your life and support you and encourage you, give you the resources that you need to live a more joyful and abundant life, hear your stories, celebrate your joys, as well as, you know, encourage you through those times of struggle. Today, we're asking you for support, as we are asking you to consider becoming a member of the Ave Maria Radio Guild, where we work together to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to a world that so desperately needs it. We're asking you to call 877-288-1077, and here to tell you why we're asking you to call, Tom Lowy.
Oh, I'm going to tell you why. I'll tell you why.
Why, Tom?
Well, because Catholic. You, I'm serious.
Why?
I'm
why should
ready.
I call, Tom?
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for this. Listen, I'll tell you, folks. Seriously, what when you go and take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, okay, and you look at the final chapter, okay, and the final thing that Jesus says, he says, go and make disciples of the world. Now, as an individual, I cannot do that all by myself. And I know all our listeners are in the same place. They cannot make disciples of the whole world all by themselves. But Ave Maria Radio, because of what's happening right now, which is incredible, we're growing by leaps and bounds. We're in every corner of the United States. Actually, we're in some very real way, we're in every corner of the world. Okay, we're creating a conversation about Christ and His Church that is unbelievable. I mean, I'm not unbelievable in a bad way. I'm saying it's like it's miraculous. And so, if you are making a pledge to Ave Maria Radio, you are taking part in that great command by Christ. You are literally, by your gift, by your donation, making disciples of the whole world. That's the reason. What do you think?
I think that's terrific,
that's,
Tom.
That's a pretty good
well,
reason, Tom.
Pretty Lisa and I are going to head out now.
We have a few more. No, we have a few more we're going to add. But you tell us as we share even more reasons, although yours is tip-top. What are we asking for today?
Okay,
and how?
We have a challenge. This is called the Parents' Challenge. This is because, you know, you folks have been on the air for years and years, and you are actually serving the needs of many people who have children.
It's our 15th anniversary.
Is it really? Cool
yeah.
for you. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the way it works, okay? The Parents' Challenge is very simple. We did one very similar to it yesterday, okay? If we are able to raise $3,000, $1,000 will be added to it. Okay, that $3,000 then becomes $4,000. Now, if we get that $4,000 and then raise an additional $3,000, another $2,000 will be added to that. So 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, we can make some real changes.
So let me make sure I get this. So we have $3,000 is the first level,
right?
To which another $1,000 will be added,
right? Then it becomes $4,000.
And then if we raise another $3,000 beside that,
that's right. Another $3,000 beside that, $2,000 will then be added to it.
Gotcha.
Okay.
This is the Parents' Challenge.
The Parents' Challenge.
Awesome sauce.
Yes.
Okay, Tom.
Thank you very much. Go for it, guys. Okay,
right.
Thanks. God bless you.
Here we go. All right, folks, you heard the man. We are aiming to hit that first goal of $3,000 for this hour. The whole thing would be $6,000 because then we can get the full Parents' Challenge of an additional $3,000 added to that, making this a $9,000 hour. That would be tremendous. We are leaving that to the grace of the Holy Spirit and to your generosity, but we need you to pick up the phone and dial 877-288-1077 and kick this off right now so that we can keep doing what Tom was talking about, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to a world that so desperately needs to hear it, and more so than ever. We're going to share some things throughout the course of the hour that really highlight You know, just why this is a time that is truly aching for the gospel, truly aching for what the church has to offer in terms of its vision of life, its vision of love, its vision of relationship, things we talk about every single day on More to Life. The world does not have a clue, but it is hurting, and it is aching for that love that comes from God's own heart. We, as Christians who know this message, we, as Catholic Christians who know this vision of life and love, have an obligation to share it with whoever wants to hear it. And that's what Ave Maria Radio does every day, makes it possible for the world to learn about the love that springs from God's own heart, that free and total and faithful and fruitful love that people are, they don't even believe in anymore. They're afraid to believe in it. Well, we're here to bear witness that it exists and that God wants to fill every single heart with that love that satisfies. Will you respond to that challenge and help bring the balm to an aching world, a hurting world? Bring that gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bring that love of Jesus Christ to hurting hearts by calling 877-288-1077. Again, that's 877-288-1077. We are working on the Parents Challenge for this hour. And once again, as Tom just shared with us, if we can get to that first level of $3,000, which you would call in and pledge, you know, something in between, one and the $3,000, then we'll have $1,000 added to that. If we can then hit a second mark of $3,000, we'll have an additional $2,000 added, making it a $9,000 hour and taking a big chunk out of what we still have to make for the week on the Ave Maria Radio Guild Spring Drive. Please call now. We have every single line open. We need to fill up all of those lines so that we can hit this incredibly important goal. You know, these numbers that we come up with for each hour, you know, they're not just pulled out of the air. Ave Maria Radio has a very, very specific budget and worked very hard to make every penny stretch.
That's
we share
for sure.
This, you know, we share this on every drive. But you know, Lisa and I do a lot of radio and a lot of different radio interviews, and I got to say, you know, I've never seen an organization that is better stewards of their members' dollars than Ave Maria Radio. Each person who works for Ave Maria Radio, you know, does the equivalent of two or three jobs on a good day. And every one of them is so hardworking, so faithful, so committed.
So committed to the gospel, so committed to serving you, and so committed...
In fact, some of them ought to be committed.
And so committed to make sure that you know that every cent you send is a sacred trust. It is really used for what it is meant to be used for. And that's one of the things I love about being a member of the Guild. You know, there are so many places that we can send our money in terms of charitable works. But you know for sure where your money is going with Ave Maria Radio, because you get to benefit from it every single day. You get to turn it on, hear the program, participate in the programming, be part of everything that the Guild does, download the YouTube videos, all of this stuff that Ave Maria Radio is doing. You can see it happening and benefit from it yourself while you spread the gospel of Christ throughout the world. As Tom was saying, this has grown so much that it truly is becoming a worldwide venture through the internet, through the apps. This is something that you can do very easily by calling 877-288-1077. Become a member, spread the gospel, and also make sure that it's growing in your heart, that you're moving towards sainthood every single day. This is called the Parents Challenge, but every single one of us out there has the marching orders to be spiritual parents to other people. Wherever you are in your spiritual walk, whether it's, you know, a few days old or you've been working at this sainthood thing for years and years, you have people in your life that God has given you to bring to Him. whether it's the people in your family, the people that you meet during the course of your day, or the other listeners to Ave that you'll never meet, God's asking you to take some spiritual parenthood of other people. Now, he's not asking to have to raise them or discipline them or any of those things, but he is saying, go before them, teach them what you know, bring them closer to me, and you can do that work so easily by being a member of the Guild. 877-288-1077.
Again, that's 877-288-1077. This is the Parents' Challenge. It is split up into two levels. The first $3,000 level that we can hit, the Parents' Challenge will add another $1,000 to that, making it $4,000. Then we need to hit a second level of another $3,000, which will get us access to that second grant of an additional $2,000, bringing this total hour up to $9,000. We have every single line open, though, right now. Not a single phone is ringing, and we need to hit these goals. We can't afford to let them go. Please call now, 877-288-1077. This is the Parents' Challenge, and you know, Lisa and I are very honored to have been invited to speak at the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia when Pope Francis comes to the States. And we're going to be talking at that World Meeting of Families about the Catholic vision of family life in a talk called See How They Love One Another, The Family and the Faith. And one of the things that this Parent Challenge really brings home for me is the idea that God wants to change the world through our families. You know, our families don't have to be perfect for God to do that either. Our families just have to be faithful and striving to live out that vision, that Catholic vision of love in our everyday lives. Because let's face it, folks, most people don't experience families that are loving, that enjoy each other, that are faithful, that really work hard on their relationships and to try to create the kind of love that enables each member of the family, husband, wife, parents, children, to experience life as a true gift. You know, too often families have been redefined to be just a group of individuals living under the same roof and sharing a data plan.
That's the truth.
Clearly,
we're not even talking about, you know, politically or even in a larger social status. We're talking your basic cell phone commercial. You know, it's a social thing that's taking root.
It used to be that families were the primary area of socialization and companionship and fellowship for the person. Now family life is largely incidental as we try to get our socialization needs met by 4,000 activities on Wednesday evening, you know, or whatever day of the week. It seems like there is a never-ending list of places to run and things to do. But Catholic families know that family life itself is the most important activity. And just by taking time out for a family day, for a family meal, for a family game night, for family prayer, to be together, that is sending a powerful message to the world, a powerful message to the society that family matters. And it's time to rediscover that. And you can do that by keeping Catholic Radio on the air and keeping it going strong and growing stronger every day. We have 5 lines open. We have $2,600 to go to our first level. This is the Parents' Challenge. If we hit that first level of $3,000, thanks to your generosity and the grace of the Holy Spirit, we will have $1,000 added to that, thanks to this Parents' Challenge. If we can get another $3,000 besides, then we'll have another $2,000 added to that, bringing this hour to $3,000. We want you to call right now. We have a lot to go. We have a lot to do, but we can achieve it. You know, I was running some numbers here, and it seems to me that if we, you know, $6,000 for an hour seems like an awful lot, and of course it is. But if I can get, let me just make sure I got this right here. Yeah, if I can get 20 people to call in at a $25 a month level, we got this. We've got the full $9,000 for the hour. That's 20 people to call in at a $25 a month level. That will get us to that $6,000 second level goal and get us the total Parent Challenge grant of $3,000, bringing us to a $9,000 hour. That's 20 people at the $25 a month level. 40 people at
$12.50. That's $2 a day.
40 people for $12.50 a month, if we can do that. We've got 5 lines open, and I know that you can do this. As you said, it's $2 a day.
$2 a day.
At $25 a month? That's not $2 a day.
It isn't?
No.
Well,
like 85 cents a day.
25 divided by 12.
No, it's by 30. It's by the month. $25 a month.
12 months in a year.
Yes, and there are 30 days in a month. It's 25.
Oh! See, this is why we do Catholic radio, because I'm not teaching
math. Let's leave the math to
you.
Me. I'm not great at it either, folks. But let's just keep you away. Put down the calculator
down
and nobody
calculator
gets hurt, okay?
And nobody will give the wrong amount of money.
It's like 85 cents a day.
That's so 20... much better, too. But if people want to give $2 a day, that'll work.
That works, too.
Because that's even better.
Yeah. I love you.
I know you do.
Yeah, so if I get 20 people at $25 a month, or 40 people at $12.50 a month, we will hit our goal of $6,000 and then get that extra challenge of $3,000 added to that total. We have every single line open, though, and we need to fill those lines up. Please join good folks like Denise from Essex County, Ontario, and a member of Visitation Parish, Matt in Ann Arbor, a member of Christ the King, who loves Cresta in the afternoon, Diane in Fenton, Michigan, a member of St. Rita's Parish, who listens in the morning and loves the inspirational programming, David in Metamora, California, a member of St. Joseph's Parish, says, all my favorites, all the shows are my favorite, the only station he listens to. God bless you, David, and thank you for that.
Praise God for that.
Rosemary in Detroit, a member of St. Philomena Parish. Dr. Monica Miller is an inspiration. Keep up the good work, she says. We have an anonymous member of the Guild in Bay City, Michigan, a member of the Church of Our Lady of Czeszowa, the Black Madonna. Great Polish parish there. We want to thank
Very
John.
Very important to St. John Paul II.
That's right. And we want to thank John in Wyandotte, Michigan, a member of Our Lady of the
Scapular.
We love Teresa Tomio and would love to go to Italy with her, John says.
You'll eat well.
You will. And Paul in Midland, Michigan, a member of St. Bridget Parish, loves Catholic Answers and Teresa Tomio. God bless all of you. Thank you so much for your generous support of Catholic Radio and becoming members of the Guild. We want to add your name to the list and say thank you to you on the program. The only way we can do that, though, is if you call 877-288-1077. We still have all lines open and $2,500 to go toward our first level goal of $3,000 for this hour. We need to hit that first level so that we can get the first level of the Parents Challenge. Generous donor has made the Parents Challenge available to us, where they'll add $1,000 to the first $3,000 that we raise, and then another $2,000 to the second $3,000 that we raise in this hour. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, and of course it is. That's $6,000 that we have to raise in this hour to get that full $3,000 grant. However, if we can get, as I said, 20 people to call in at the $25 a month level, which is about 85-ish cents a day, then we can hit that higher level goal and get the full thing taken care of. But we got to fill up those lines to do it, 877-288-1077. If that's too much, again, if I can get 40 people to call in at the $12.50 month level, that's pennies a day, $12.50 a month, right? And that will hit our goal for the entire time. 877-288-1077. Again, that's 877-288-1077.
You know, Greg, I love the fact that this is the Parents' Challenge, because can you come up with anything more countercultural, Deacon Tom Lowy? Can you really? I love it because it is about being decisively countercultural. Too often these days, people who become parents for the first time or the 21st time feel like they've got to be ashamed of themselves for bringing a new life into the world. You know, oh, really? Have you paid off all those college loans yet? Oh, really? Don't you think the world's a little overcrowded as it is? Oh, really? What about your me time and your freedom? Oh, are you really sure you wanted another one? Oh, and God forbid you have more than two. Oh, do you know what causes that? There's such a bias against children in this culture, but certainly not here on Ave Maria Radio, where we really do agree with Mother Teresa, who said, you know, saying there are too many children is like saying there's too many flowers.
Well, Pope Francis would agree with her. I don't know how many of you saw the news yesterday, and of course this was not on secular news,
no,
but only Catholic news, and you'll hear this kind of news on Ave Maria Radio all the time. But Pope Francis, in St. Peter's Square for his April 8th general audience, said, "Brothers and sisters," this is a quote, by the way, "brothers and sisters, think about this well. You don't mess with children," close quote. He said to continue, "We think about children who are not wanted or abandoned, the children on the streets without education, children who are abused or who are robbed." And they say that the children, he goes on to say, "children can never be considered a mistake. The mistake is the world of adults, the system that we have built, which generates pockets of poverty and violence in which the weakest are hit the hardest." Once again, children are never a mistake. Having a child is never a mistake. Pope Francis, yesterday in his general audience. These are
powerful
words.
You're not going to hear that on any secular news source. I'll tell you right now. And if they do, if they put that quote from Pope Francis up, they are going to have three people to analyze why he's wrong. Three people to tell you how it's going to cost you $8 billion to raise a child and how your marriage won't be good anymore and how you're going to be depleted and on and on and on and on. We've all seen or heard the articles from secular news sources. They never really come up with the blessing it is to have a child. The fact that there are countries falling apart because they don't have enough children. It's such a lie of the society, but it's not a lie that you'll ever hear on Ave Maria Radio. In fact, you'll hear all the reasons that the truth is that having your children is a blessing. And if you are a parent, if you hope to be a parent, if your kids are new, or if your kids are entering a retirement home, we need you to stand up for parenthood by calling 877-288-1077 right now and helping us meet this parent's challenge.
You know, we would love to actually say your kid's name on the air. You know, like when
Absolutely.
You call up, you know, make that pledge in honor of your kids and say, you know, that my kids support Catholic Radio. Our family supports Catholic Radio, and here are the kids' names. We'd love to read
As
those.
As for me and my house,
That's
we
right.
will serve the Lord. Stand up and say it today during this parent's challenge, because it is such an important thing to stand up for children, for family life, and Catholic Radio is one of the only places you will find the support you need. And of course, here on More to Life, where we are constantly helping you personally in live call-in situations to make your family life better, to bring your children into joyful obedience to you, to make your family closer, more loving, more prayerful, more secure, more joyful. We're here for you to celebrate that family life, and we ask you to join us during this Parents Challenge to say yes to that life, yes to your household standing up and serving the Lord through the medium of Ave Maria Radio. But all our lines are open right now, and Ave can't stay here and do this. You can get lots of reports on secular radio that will tear you down in terms of your parenthood, tell you that it's futile, tell you that you don't need to be there as a parent, tell you things that are going to break your heart and keep you from being the amazing family that God wants you to be. Ave Maria Radio is here to support you through it all, to give you real tips and techniques through More to Life on how to go out there and change everything with your kids the minute you hear it on the radio and get real effective, happy change in your life, more glorious and holy change in your family life. If keeping that there for a resource for you is significant for your kids' kids, you know, there are many grandparents who call and say, "I wish I had had More to Life. I wish I had had Ave Maria Radio when I was raising my kids. But now I want my grandkids to be able to benefit from this." And now with the apps, no matter where your kids live, no matter where your grandkids live, they can get Ave Maria Radio everywhere. Keep it here to support your family for generations. 877-288-1077.
You know, we're going to have to take a break in about a minute here, but I got to tell you, we have every single line open. We've had most of the lines open for this first half hour. We have a long way to go. We've got $2,500 to go toward the first level of the Parent Challenge. And I would really think, honestly, that the Parent Challenge would wake a lot of people up, because, you know, as our program, More to Life really stands for that Catholic vision of family life. And, you know, I hope you do too. I hope that you believe in that Catholic vision of family life and the fact that Ave Maria Radio wants to spread that vision.
And I have to say, Greg, for all of our wonderful pro-life listeners out there, this is a challenge to meet, because if we do not show the world that having children is a joyful, God-given blessing, then we don't give them an alternative to the abortion decision. We need the world to hear the Catholic vision of family life so that they can feel right and good and supported in making a choice for life. So if you are a pro-life person, if you are a parent, a grandparent, a godparent, a step-parent, we need you to step up during this hour at whatever level you can give, and our volunteers will talk you through all of the thank you gifts that you will receive and help you work that out. Greg and I will go over them after the break, but we need you, and you'll benefit from it mightily through the thank you gifts you receive, through Ave Maria Radio every single day, supporting you and changing the people around you for the good and for God. 877-288-1077. That's 877-288-1077 to call right now.
Yes, 877-288-1077. Once again, let me remind you of the Parents Challenge. If we can raise $3,000, then the Parents Challenge will add $1,000 to that. If we can raise a second $3,000 on top of that, then the Parents Challenge will add another $2,000, bringing this up to a $9,000 hour. We can do it, even at this point, if we fill up the lines at 877-288-1077. I just need 20 people who can call at the $25 a month level, or 40 people who can call in at the $12.50 a month level. If we can do either of those levels, or really anything in between, we need to hear from you right now. 877-288-1077. Please call now, 877-288-1077. We're going to take a break, but we'll be back right after this.
Catholic researcher, writer, and consultant Paul Rondo focused on tactics, rhetoric, and strategy to sell the message and the truth at the Last Call to Holiness Conference.
First of all, if you want to penetrate the hearts and heads of an entire society, you're not going to know what's being sold to you. The first thing that's going to happen, you're going to be sold simply what everyone knows and everyone takes for granted. Even if everyone doesn't know, and it shouldn't be taken for granted. Fetuses aren't babies, they're just part of a woman's body. Homosexuality is just like race. People are born that way. Homosexuals cannot change. 10% of the population is homosexual. Everybody knows that. First, they anoint their lies as facts.
This is Henry Root, your host for Putting On the Mind of Christ. Paul Rondo exposes the lies of the culture of death, yet selling darkness as enlightenment, fine-sounding arguments and beguiling words on our next program. It's Putting On the Mind of Christ this Sunday afternoon at 3, encoring Saturday afternoons at 6 on 990 WDEO, 1440 WMAX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet.
Today's programming on 990 WDEO is made possible in part by our day sponsor. To remind you that this Sunday is Divine Mercy Sunday. It is a day that God pours out His endless mercy on all who come to Him. Please join with Christians around the world in confessing our sins, receiving the Eucharist, and praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet for the remission of all the effects of sin.
Hi, Deacon Tom here with a reminder that Ave Maria Radio has some terrific gift ideas for you. Books by our hosts and our guests, recordings on CD, and our new Wi-Fi radios, so you can listen to Catholic radio anywhere in the world, anytime you want, as long as you have a Wi-Fi connection. Just go to our website and click the word store on the right side of the page, just below the EWTN logo. It's an easy way to shop, and you can help Catholic radio at the same time. The website can be found at AveMariaRadio.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the More to Life Hour of the Ave Maria Radio Guild Spring Membership Drive. And we need your help right now. Today in general has been a lot slower. And this hour so far in particular, we've only gotten one or two calls. We have every single line open, and we've got a lot of money on the table here. We have a very large challenge, from the Parents Challenge, the $3,000 challenge altogether. And in order for us to get this challenge, we need to raise at least $3,000 in the next 25 minutes. Now, that'll get us the first $1,000 of that Parents Challenge. In order to get the other two, we need to raise another $3,000 on top of that, so that altogether this could be a $9,000 hour. But we've only got about $460 toward that right now. We've got $2,500 to go toward the first level of this parent challenge. Now, you know, that might sound desperate, but in reality, it's not. If you look, you know, it's 12:34 right now. We've got about 22 minutes left in this hour, and if I could get 20 people to call, because we got all open lines right now, no waiting. We've got 20 people to call in the next 22 minutes at the $25 a month level. We got it. The whole thing. The whole $6,000 challenge, basically. If we could build from there, and if you can't do that $25, then if I get 40 people to call in at $12.50 a month, which we could do, we just turn the lines over two times.
The volunteers are just waiting, falling asleep, or eating their sandwiches. Let's give them the number to call at 877-288-1077.
Again, that's 877-288-1077. We need to fill up those lines at whatever level you can afford. Every penny counts. Whatever you can do, it's a monthly pledge of $5, a monthly pledge of $10. If you can be one of those people to help us get that, you know, monthly pledge of $25 so that we can knock some of those off here, we'd love to hear from you. But whatever level you can do, we need to fill up those lines and keep them full for the next 20 minutes. 877-288-1077. Please help us hit this parent challenge and claim that $3,000 that will put us at the in a terrific position as we head into the next hour. 877-288-1077.
You know, Greg, I can't help thinking of today's first reading at Mass, which comes from the book of Acts 3:11-26, and it's talking to the people of God and talking about how God has been with them through the prophets all of this time, and that they are called to be prophets. Guess what? That means we, as inheritance, are called to be prophets. And one of the lines at the end of the first reading is, "In your offspring all the families of the earth shall be blessed." What an important line today at Mass, in the midst of this parents' challenge on Ave Maria Radio. In your offspring, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. We look at having families now as a take it or leave it. Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. Do the situation seem optimal or not to be able to do this kind of thing? This is not God's eye view of family life. God's eye view of family life is, I will bless the families of the world. I will bless all the world through you, my prophets, my children, and the children that you give birth to. Children are an inheritance from the Lord, not for us alone, but to bless the world. You are to bless the world and be that prophet. When you renewed your baptismal promises this Easter, or made them for the first time, if you are one of our beloved brothers and sisters who just came into our family of the church at the Easter Vigil, we were renewing the promises that we made at baptism, and we were renewing what we were called to do, and that is to be priest, prophet, and king, to take all that is ordinary and make it sacred, to go out and turn the hearts of the world toward God, and to know our royal dignity as children of God and act like it and treat each other with dignity instead of as the world would have us treat each other, by objectifying each other and using each other. The Catholic vision of you and your family is so full of dignity and glory and joy and peace, so different than the vision of the world. We need to keep that vision being spread. And a lot of you say, a prophet, great. You know, am I supposed to be like John the Baptist and go out and wear camel's hair and eat locusts? No, that's not your particular call. Your particular call you're hearing right now. Be a prophet, spread the gospel. Let people know there's a different and better way to live through the Catholic vision of love by calling right now and joining others like yourself that make this possible. 877-288-1077. We have to stand up and claim our dignity in Christ and share it with others. And it's easy to do through the Ave Maria Radio Guild. 877-288-1077.
877-288-1077. All of our lines continue to remain open. We need to fill up those lines right now. We have about 10 minutes, closer to 8 minutes. I'm doing math. Like, it's contagious.
Thank you, Lord. I don't have to sit in my humility by myself. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, we've got about 17 minutes.
About 17.
Whew. Anyway, we've got 17 minutes left. I'm
Which
sorry.
Which means
in this
we
hour.
Have time for you to call in at 877-288-1077.
I said I wasn't any better.
This is always a rough time to do this. A lot of folks are eating lunch, getting lunch for their kids, handling those errands that they have to do while they've got their lunch break from work. We understand that. It is very easy and very quick to call in at 877-288-1077.
Or go online at AveMariaRadio.net. Either way, you can make your pledge, but we need to hear from you. We have all
During
lines open.
Hour.
877-288-1077. And
in all the time we have been on Ave Maria, I don't think I've ever seen this happen.
No.
Where we have just not seen anybody, except like those first two calls at the beginning, that anybody has ever just said, no. No, let somebody else do it. We're just going to let this money go. We're just not going to care. I don't believe that the people who listen to Ave Maria Radio are that apathetic. I don't. It wouldn't be here. It wouldn't have grown. It wouldn't. But it just takes one time of saying, I'm going to stick my fingers in my ears and not listening to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. I just don't want to today to have things begin to disintegrate, and we can't ever let that happen. We've got folks out there who are saying, if people will join me, I will add on to this. I will benefit from this, but I am asking you to let me know I am not alone in my commitment to God and to this medium that allows people to know about Him. 877-288-1077. We need you right now, not your neighbor, not somebody else who hopefully is going to hear our pleas. We need you. 877-288-1077.
Yeah, that's 877-288-1077. I came across an interesting article today in the Asbury Park Press in New Jersey, newspaper, that was looking at five reasons that no one is getting married anymore. And in fact, the other day, CNN had an article talked about the coming marriage apocalypse. Why people aren't getting married anymore. And this is something that, the secular world is just catching on to. You know, we've been saying for years that at the point where marriage is sort of defined to mean anything, it won't mean anything at all anymore. We are beginning to see the fruit of that. And that is all the more reason that we need to stand up and proclaim the Catholic vision of love and marriage and family life. And that's why this Parents Challenge this hour is so important. Because people need to be willing to say, you know what, I believe in the Catholic vision of marriage and family life. I believe that that's important. Because you have no idea how just living the Catholic vision of married life, just living the Catholic vision of family life, is a powerful witness to the world, a powerful way to evangelize the world and to bring God's love to the world. You know, when we live our life as Catholic couples, as Catholic families, and really strive to live out that vision, not perfectly, but consistently and faithfully, we make a difference, a real difference in the lives of the people around us. They see something different in people who are genuinely committed to each other, with all of the joys and all the struggles and all the imperfections, but who are genuinely committed to each other. That says something powerful. It says that we have something to offer. It says that that ache that everyone has in their hearts for a love that lasts is really possible, that it's true, that God has planted that ache in their hearts, and that He has every intention of fulfilling it. And look, the Catholic Church is the place to turn to learn how to do it. But we can only spread that message as Ave Maria Radio if you support it. If you call now, 877-288-1077, I am coming down to the last 13 minutes of this hour. That Parents Challenge will go away. We need to at least hit this first level goal of $3,000. Can I get somebody to call in at that level that will help us hit that goal? Can I get somebody to call who will help us to hit this $3,000 goal, this first level, so that we can at least get part of this Parent Challenge done? Please, call now, 877-288-1077. 1077. I need people to call right now, 877-288-1077, and fill up those lines so that we can hit this challenge.
We desperately need you right now. This is no joking matter at all. 877-288-1077. Greg, let's share with them some of the thank you gifts that they will receive when they call in today at 877-288-1077.
Of course, at any level, people will receive the car magnet for their listening area, the window cling for their listening area, the awesome Ave Maria Radio Guild tote bag, and, of course, the Nazarene lapel pin, which allows you to stand in solidarity with all those Christians being persecuted, especially in the Middle East. But in addition to that, at the $20 a month level, which is a donation of $240, you get to choose from one of these four great gifts. And at the $40 level, you get to choose up to two of them. At the $50 a month level, you get to choose three of them. At the $75 a month level, you get all four of them.
Wow, that's a lot of thank yous, plus Catholic Radio on top of it.
And at the $100 a month level, you get all of them, plus a day sponsorship, which is six 15-second messages on the day of your choice, pending availability. So what are these gifts? Well, first of all, the Abraham Father of the Faith and Works DVD by Steve Ray, and you know Steve's great work. Very exciting, very interesting, very adventurous stuff. This takes a look at Abraham and the area that he lived in and did his work as Father of the Faith. Then the next DVD is Desire of the Everlasting Hills, the DVD by the great Catholic organization Courage and Ignatius Press, that takes a look at the question of same-sex attraction and how can we formulate a faithful response both to the people in our lives who struggle with this and also to our society who is wrestling with these questions. We want also to offer you a great new book by Teresa Tomeo called Walk Softly and Carry a Great Bag. It's a book of devotions for women on the go, a great resource to help you go deeper in your spiritual life. And then finally, The Fulfillment of All Desire, a book by Ralph Martin. And, you know, Lisa and I are big fans of Ralph Martin going way back. And this is a book about how God wants to satisfy all the desires of your heart. And he provides witnesses from saints like St. Teresa of Avila and St. Ignatius of Loyola and all the great saints who really bear witness to the fact that God wants to reach into your heart and touch those deepest places so that you can feel completely fulfilled and satisfied by living the joy of the gospel. But one of these gifts, or all of these gifts, can be yours depending on the level that you call in at. 877-288-1077. We have 12 minutes left, closer to 10 now, 10 minutes left in the hour, and we need to fill up these lines. 877-288-1077. 877-288-1077.
We need people to call right now at whatever level you can do, if it's digging into the couch and getting out the change or meeting the whole goal for us. We need you now. Please call 877-288-1077. No hour can go without meeting its goals, and we are looking very desperately at that being a possibility because we have to keep the electricity running so that you can hear the great shows on Ave Maria Radio.
Is there somebody who at this point can do $250 a month and get us to that $3,000 goal? If you are one of those blessed individuals who could do $500 a month and hit our top goal, we need to hear from you. 877-288-1077. This Parents Challenge can get us another $3,000 on top of whatever your goals are, whatever you do pledge. But we need to hear from you, 877-288-1077. 877-288-1077. Please call. Fill up the lines. Give us a jingle here. Let us hear these phones ringing. 877-288-1077. You know, in this Parents Challenge, as we shared yesterday, Pope Francis reminded us that there is no such thing as a child who is a mistake. You know, it's never a mistake to have a child, never a mistake to have another child, and that if there is any mistake at all, it is in the lack of generosity in the hearts of adults toward children and toward those structures in society that sometimes leave children out. We want to send that message out to the world that children are welcome, that children are a gift, that children are a blessing. You don't hear that on secular radio. You don't hear that in the secular media. You're only going to hear that consistently on Catholic radio. And that's why we need you to support this Parents Challenge right now. 877-288-1077. I've got about 9 minutes left in this hour, and we've got $2,500 to go toward the first level of this Parents Challenge.
We are begging you, truly begging.
We can hit it. I know we can. We've had it happen in the past where somebody's called up at the last minute, or we've had a whole bunch of somebody's call up in the last minute and help us meet that challenge.
Please fill these lines. They are all wide open for you. If you've already become a member this week and you can do a little bit more, we ask you to add on to this. We never want to hit a time where we are telling you that your Catholic radio is going away. And unfortunately, it does happen in places. Many of our listeners know that all too well. Catholic radio only stays here for you. Ave Maria Radio is only there for you every day on your radio, on your computer, on your smartphone, and on the YouTube videos now because of your membership in Catholic radio. We do not have giant federal grants. We do not have all those things that secular stations can tap into. We have you and you alone and God. And we know that if you love God and you want to serve him, you will take a moment and you will say, Lord, is this someplace that you want me to put the gifts you've given me? If you hear that prompting, if you feel it at all, we need you to call today so that during this hour right now, so that we can get what we need during this hour to keep Catholic radio here for you. This has been a very tough hour for us, and we're asking you to join us right now to begin your membership or to renew it at 877-288-1077.
Again, that's 877-288-1077. Please, let's get some of these lines filled up right now. 877-288-1077. We have about 7 minutes left in this hour, and we will take any of your calls at any level. Please, we want to be able to put your name up here and give you some thank yous, and really share with the world that you believe in this mission of Catholic radio.
And you know, this is the parents' challenge. I'm issuing a challenge to all the kids out there, whether you're a kid who has an allowance or you're a kid who's, you know, in your middle ages, whatever you are, you're somebody's kid. Honor your parent during this parents' challenge by calling in and thanking them for their helping you along your way and getting you, however they did it, to be in the place where you are now loving and trying to serve God. 877-288-1077 to participate in this Parents' Challenge and to keep Ave Maria Radio here and growing strong for you. 877-288-1077.
877-288-1077. We've got about 6 minutes left. Remember, we've got some great premiums here for you at the $20 a month level. You can receive one of these great gifts, with Abraham, Father of the Faith and Works, a DVD by Steve Ray, Desire of the Everlasting Hills, a DVD by Courage, published by Ignatius Press. You can pick up a copy of Teresa Tomia's new book, Walk Softly and Carry a Great Bag, a book of devotions for women on the go, and The Fulfillment of All Desire, a book by Ralph Martin. One of those could be yours at the $20 a month level. We have a couple of people responding right now. We have two calls in and four lines open.
We need so many more of you to join these wonderful listeners. Please call right now.
Wow, somebody called in with an incredibly generous pledge. Apparently we now only have $700 to go to our first level. This is amazing. 877-288-1077.
Okay.
All right.
Now we know why we've been sitting here sweating blood.
We have a whiteboard that communicates with the station and us here in Steubenville, and apparently it's not been refreshing this entire time.
The entire hour. So Greg and I have been sitting here begging and pleading, and some people have been like, well, I just called. Why are they
saying
I'm
so very sorry.
I called.
Technical issues.
There was a technical issue, according to Dad. I've been typing forever, and you haven't seeing it. Well, we are ready to about faint from thinking that nobody's replying. But you know what?
40
even
minutes
at that, Greg,
call?
We
really?
Still need okay. in the next couple minutes $700 to meet this first level. So for those of you who weren't being acknowledged, we apologize for the technical glitch. We certainly had no idea on our end. And you think that somebody would have heard how desperate we were and said over the mic, hey, it's okay, what's going on?
Well, still, though, we do have $700 to go. We have four lines open.
We need to meet this
and
now.
Apparently our board is refreshing now.
Doable.
And we have 4 minutes. 4 minutes left in this hour.
877-288-1077. If somebody can call in at that $700 a year level, or two people can break that in.
We're seeing it now, Dan. Yeah, we got it.
Yes, thank you. Thanks be to God. Oh, the Lord in his it's practical.
We'd be happy to do some thank yous in the last couple of minutes if you can get them up on the board.
If you can get them up on the board, because we certainly want to thank all of our members.
Again, our apologies.
I will never forget a joke, and I won't tell the whole joke. We don't have enough time. But Sister Ann Shields told about an incident that happened to one of her fellow sisters that involved the sister up a tree and a skunk on the ground. And the sister said, "God, you've got some sense of humor." And I'm feeling that right now with these technical problems. Sense of humor or not, we need you to call because we still have 700 people level.
We obviously have some things to fix, so all the more reason to call in with a pledge.
877-288-1077 to rejoice with us that many of you have been calling, and to add on to this, because we really need a $700 pledge or several pledges adding to that to get to this first level. Please call right now because we really do need you. In 2 minutes, we need this. Fill up the four lines we have open. 877-288-1077. I am going to need a vacation after that hour.
We still do have $700 to go to get to this first $3,000 level to get this first part of the parenting challenge.
877-288-1077. Let's just give that number since we have 2 minutes. 877-288-1077. With four lines open, there will be no waiting. Please call immediately. We still desperately need you. 877-288-1077.
I want to thank Jose in North Fort Myers. God bless you, Jose. Thank you so much for your call. I want to thank Rajan and Danielle in Shelby Township, members of St. Cyril and Methodius Parish. God bless you, folks. Thank you so much for your support of Catholic Radio. 877-288-1077. Lots of other thank yous. I apologize. Our way of communicating with the station on the Internet went down here, our whiteboard. So we may not get to all the thank yous, but they will definitely get your name up there within the next hour. I got about 30 seconds before
can you please
you get out of here,
fill up these four lines now. We do not want to go not making the first level at least of this challenge. 877-288-1077. The volunteers will talk you through the amazing thank you gifts that you will receive so that you can pick from them and work that all out. But the biggest thank you gift is being part of the guild that really changes your life and the lives of everyone in the world who gets to listen to it every day. Work for Christ by calling right now at 877-288-1077.
877-288-1077. We got to head out. I was going to say these last few thank yous. Denise in Essex County, Ontario, Visitation Parish, thank you. Matt in Ann Arbor, Michigan, a member of Christ the King Parish, God bless you. And Diane in Fenton, Michigan, a member of St. Rita Parish. We have to go, but thank you so much for your generous support in this hour.
Please
I'll be
call
back
877-288-1077.
This.
How does man fulfill his vocation? Through life in the Holy Spirit, the Catechism tells us. This life is made up of divine charity and human solidarity and is offered as salvation. Man's great dignity is rooted in his creation in the image and likeness of God. It is fulfilled in his vocation to divine beatitude. It is by our own actions, doing good and avoiding evil, freely chosen acts, that man conforms to the good promised by God. Human beings make their own contribution to their own interior growth, the Catechism tells us. With the help of grace, man can avoid sin and grow in virtue. It is Christ who reveals the mystery of the Father and his love for man, thus making man fully manifest to himself and bringing to light his exalted vocation. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Men, it's time to rise up, to accept the challenge, to become that for which you were made. Join hundreds of other men when you participate in the Diocese of Lansing's 7th Annual Men's Conference, Saturday, April 25th from 8:30 to 3 at St. Mary Magdalene Church in Brighton. This year, hear inspirational messages from Bert Gezzi and Matthew Leonard, music by Brian Flynn, and Mass with Bishop Earl Boyer. Learn more and register at acceptthechallenge.org. That's acceptthechallenge.org.
On the next Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
We'll keep you closely connected to the faith with the latest from Rome, the front lines of the pro-life movement, and we'll also